This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
About what you want to talk about. We've been all over the board tonight, from marijuana breathalyzers to Dick's Sporting Goods destroying $5 million of perfectly functional firearms.
Should have donated it to the cause, man.
Yeah, you give it to the homeless shelter. Hey, Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
Captain Kickass.
Let's go right to the phones. We've got LJ calling in from Maryland, listening on TuneIn. LJ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain Askisser, I'd like to ask you a question about...
And thank you for calling. You are...
I had one of David's premonitions.
Oh, it was...
I had a premonition like David.
Yeah.
I bet that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's wit.
That's the guy.
Yeah. So, there you go. Sorry.
Neither witty nor kind.
You are free to call in to Free Talk Live as long as you are not that guy. That's it. And that's all. Last night on the airwaves, I don't know if you, well, not on the airwaves, on the after show, the Freer Talk Live, which is on, you could see it. You'd have to go to our YouTube channel and look for the sort of older version of it, but it was available at the time at twitch.lrn.fm. And, you know, like I've studiously avoided speaking to that guy because he's threatened my family on multiple occasions. Now, he'll say that's a lie, but I run a page where I take quotes, and they seem really threatening. Like things like, I bought a gun today, and I've loaded it, and I'm going to empty every bullet in the chamber into Mark Edgington's skull.
Well, right? Any transcript can be taken out of context when read back.
Right. Like he could have meant anything. You know? And I brought him on so I could ask one question. One question. Please, would you please stop threatening, stop talking about, stop mentioning my family?
Right.
Just my family. Like, I didn't even say that you had, you know, like, you can continue your wild fantasies about putting a bullet in my head or whatever. Please, my family, stop threatening an 11-year-old boy. He's been threatening him for years, so, I mean, it's been... You know, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old. Like, right. And, you know, I mean, and I can't, I was unsuccessful in keeping the secret from my son. I was editing some audio. He comes into the room and he's like, Jack Edgington, I'm going to make him suffer. Right. And he's, and there it is. Right. So now he's this boogeyman for a kid. And, I try to create a world where my son feels safe. But he can't feel safe because this lunatic, and I'm a liar, by the way. I mean, every time, I've got to keep on repeating, I'm a liar, because this guy's side of the story is everything I say is a lie. This lunatic must, ramble on about how my son shouldn't exist. Yeah. It's crazy. So, anyway, what are you going to do? I've called the police. They don't want to do anything about it.
Of course not.
Well, if he keeps it up for 7 more years, your son will be able to get his vengeance on his own as an adult.
Well, I mean, you know, like, what's the point in somebody who's just going to keep on talking? You know, just let him, just keep hanging up. Just going to keep hanging up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best you can do from here.
It's really all I can do is try not to let him have too much mind space. And that's really what he's looking for, is looking to occupy some mind space.
I live in your mind.
So, going on.
All right. So, new headline?
Yeah.
Group of teen... I don't know how to feel about this headline right off the bat.
You're just reading it.
Group of teen girls tries to set trap for alleged pedophile. One ends up kidnapped.
See? I think it's just funny.
I don't know if it's funny, because it's a serious thing, though.
It is, but it's a funny headline.
Okay.
Your plan has gone obviously awry.
Right. Perhaps they should have had a different hobby.
Maybe. Right. Absolutely. Noble cause, potentially, right? And then, but the headline. So a 32-year-old man in California was arrested after he allegedly kidnapped a teenage girl who had been trying to entrap him in an amateur sex sting operation. Robert Dreyfus, 32, was booked Sunday on suspicion of kidnapping, sending harmful matter to a minor, and communication with a minor for specific offenses.
Well, she's lucky that she made it out, if this is the case.
Right.
When I was 13 years old or something, I was hanging out with these two girls who were, you know, of the same age, 13, 14 years old, and there was a guy who drove the school bus who was, I don't know, 22, 23 years old, something like that. And they had him, I don't know, giving them money, you know, doing all sorts of things for the promise of sex in return, right? These are 13, 14-year-old girls manipulating, you know, an of-age adult male that they had to interact with, right?
The only people that don't believe that 13, 14, 15-year-old girls understand the sexual power that they have are the parents of those girls. Like, the only ones. Like, they've forgotten what it's like or something.
Choose not to believe that their daughter can do that.
They choose not to believe it.
Absolutely.
And if they do believe that their daughter could do that, they just believe that it's the responsibility of everybody else to stop her from doing that. And, it's a dangerous game, and it has consequences.
But this,
obvious ones.
This headline alone sort of reminded me of, you know, those particular girls and, like, you know, the stunts that they would try and pull, you know what I mean? And so it sounds like they were trying to do something similar, and it went horribly awry, and one of them's now missing.
Sounds like exactly what happened.
Missing for a short period of time.
Right.
Authorities say Dreyfus was the target of an amateur sex sting operation by a group of teenage girls who wanted proof he was trying to hook up with underage girls. They had intended to turn the information over to law enforcement.
So they say.
The group made contact with Dreyfus on social media app and exchanged text messages before arranging a meeting in Vista, California, according to sheriff officials. During the meeting, officials say Dreyfus convinced the 17-year-old victim to get into his vehicle to talk, but he then allegedly drove away without consent.
Okay, so I don't know what whether a 17-year-old is even underage in California. I'm not here giving legal advice, but I can tell you in some states, it's not underage.
Fact.
You don't want to drag her across the state line, but, that's not necessarily an illegal number. Obviously, driving off with somebody in your car without their consent is bad, and certainly is going to be perceived far worse if you went there to hook up with gals that were significantly younger. I mean, I get how all this looks. I'm not here defending Mr. Dreyfus or anything like that, but...
But again, you're planning this sting operation. You're trying to get this guy to do something, and it's a group of you, and then one of you gets into the car.
Yeah.
Right?
What a great idea.
You meet in a public place. You draw him out of the vehicle somewhere where, you know, something else can happen, and you can do whatever it is you planned on doing next. But again, like, just chuckling at the headline, chuckling at this part as well, to just get into the car to talk.
We're just going to talk.
Yeah, we're just,
for the
at
record,
this point, you got him arrested, though.
The age of consent in California appears to be 18.
Okay.
Sons of guns. The victim was able to message her friends for help, and they contacted authorities.
The friends didn't know?
That's the thing. It's bizarre. It's a bizarre set of circumstances.
It's a bizarre story.
When authorities made contact with Dreyfus, he stopped his vehicle and let the 17-year-old out. She was not hurt. So that was it. So they go, hey, let her go. And he did.
Were they, like, trying to, like, you know, I don't know, the YouTube version of To Catch a Predator?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right?
Probably.
I mean, like, sure.
But even that, the girl, like, with the hidden camera, right, somewhere off in the distance, watches her friend get into the car, right? And then the car drives up. What was that?
Or were they up to something else, and when they got caught, they had to come up with a plausible story to explain what they were doing, and so their explanation was, oh, we were trying to do a YouTube version of To Catch a Predator, and so ended up, you know.
Either one of these seems equally as plausible, and I tend to think that young ladies tend to get the benefit of the doubt. So,
guaranteed.
They could be a bunch of inexperienced girls trying to catch themselves a pedophile for YouTube views, or they could have been doing a variety of things.
An extortion ring.
Well, there's stories of underage girls running prostitution rings amongst themselves. The prices are probably quite high, and all these things. So it gets complicated. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in Free Talk Live. Or go to discord.freetalklive.com and use the Discord lines.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
Captain Kickass.
For those of you who consider yourself to be libertarians, I want to tell you about liberty.menu.
Tell me, Mark.
Yeah, so if you've got a business or you're running an event or you've got some kind of organization, it's good to get a little free ads, a little bit as far as free ads go. Liberty.menu has that for you. You go to liberty.menu, you can make your listing there. You have to take a little, you know, a little test that says that you're a libertarian, but other than that, you can do that. Now, anybody could go there and find listings and go shopping. I don't know why they would.
What kind of a test?
It's just basically, do you agree that the
non-aggression principle?
The non-aggression principle. Okay, I'm
good. Got to score 80 or more on the world's smallest political quiz.
It's better than that.
Okay. It's not a roadside breathalyzer, is it?
It's not that.
All right.
The number, I'm sorry, it's liberty.menu. Go check it out. The number here, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Hayden in Pennsylvania. Hayden, you're on Free Talk Live.
You should be shot in the head, Mark Hedge.
What? And now, yeah, so, look.
Did not have a premonition on that one.
That guy can't, that guy can't come in the air. However, he said a naughty word, and I haven't been wanting to dump him because I don't think see any particular reason to, dump what goes out of the airwaves over that, but there went ahead and violated the rules. And I suspect that he's having a chat right now with the board op about how he put the licenses of 200 radio stations, good God-fearing people, in jeopardy over his own little vendettas.
Is the board op really going to talk to him about that? Do they do that?
Oh, I suspect they
Okay.
Will. Yeah, that'd be my guess.
Bro, you can't be saying those words on the air.
Yeah, if the board op can get a word in edgewise.
Right. That's really the that's really how this all comes down is that the board op says, "Don't worry, I got this."
Thank you, board op.
Right. So, yeah, whatever. Go to Jacob calling in from Little Rock. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I have a rabbit breeding business.
You have a rabbit breeding business?
So pets are
me. Yes. I have one rabbit that is a pet, and I dress him up in a crown.
In a crown?
Yeah. Okay. I walk him through the meat rabbits.
Do you have a name for this crowned rabbit?
I know. I switch him out every month.
You switch him out?
Oh, new king every month?
Yeah.
Right.
They get old.
Yeah, right.
It's soft.
You know, a lot of people like their breeding pair, but they don't really think anything about the babies. You know, when it comes to rabbits, they'll have a preference for their breeding pair. And I had pigs, and, I've assassinated more than my fair share of mammals.
Did you put a crown on it first?
I have
not. To make it an official assassination?
No.
But should you ever return to breeding pigs, that might be, a good idea.
It's a fine idea. I actually taught Bill Clinton. It was his job to eat and hump, so I named him Bill Clinton. and I taught him that I would give him food if he would help me dig up weeds, like the woody weeds that you need a little help pulling out of the ground.
Oh, nice.
So I'd pull on it, and then Clinton would give it a little nose. And when an 800-pound hog sticks its nose up underneath a root ball, it's coming up. And we're quite a team. Sorry, Jacob.
I have a question for the caller, though. When is wabbit season?
Wabbit season is
all year. Season?
Oh. Keep them in cages. They don't really mind the cold. Just walk them in my garage or something.
Outside, I was going to say, if it gets cold enough outside, you're going to lose ears.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounded like you said you had a rabbit breeding business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so
I sell them, and I test them, and I grade them on their meat. But before I kill them, I have them take a test.
So, like a Myers-Briggs personality test?
No.
How many lucky rabbit's foot do you have?
I don't keep the feet. Rabbit feet really aren't that lucky. They kind of stink, actually.
How much does a rabbit go for per pound?
Well, it depends. If they get an A, they could sell maybe for a couple dollars. I don't know.
Oh, that's not that much at all.
No, rabbit
I gotta give them away.
Pretty cheap.
Well, you know how, like, businesses are cyclical, right? Like, sometimes businesses will have, like, a peak season, and that's, I'm honestly asking, do you have, like, a certain time of year where you sell more than others yet you have to prepare for?
Typically, right after Ramadan is when I sell more.
Thanks for the call. Okay, so a little talk radio insider. If a caller makes you laugh, you get rid of them, right? Oh, like, okay. End them on a high note. And that was a fine crank. Listen, Twitch callers, I don't know if that was one of y'all, but that is the call to emulate. I mean, the guy called in with something ridiculous, and it got more ridiculous as he went. He never had to say, you know, a naughty word or something he can't get on the air. Like, that's it. You want to do a crank? There's your crank. Oh, it looks like you've got a pair of fur hair-lined gloves.
I believe these were rabbit fur when I bought them. I can't.
Let me take a feel.
Yep. For the listeners who can't view the video, we're passing around a glove that appears to be leather on the outside and rabbit fur on the inside.
I'm going to say it's rabbit fur.
I bought a pair of rabbit fur gloves at one point for a winter long ago, and I believe this is the pair. But I just
it certainly well, you didn't, look if you like, didn't buy chinchilla gloves, then that's him.
I have cashmere and rabbit fur.
You don't have any idea what cashmere is, do you?
Wait, I was going to say, is it cashmere rabbit
wool.
Fur?
Oh, it's wool. Yeah. No, but it was cashmere lined glove. That's not it.
That's not it.
Right. But I've had a number of other pairs of gloves, but the good gloves I bought a cashmere pair that I ran through because, you know, I did work and just put holes right in the cashmere.
Sure.
And then I replaced it with rabbit fur ones, but I've also got others like, you know, the Thinsulate gloves and whatever, but I just happen to have the rabbit fur ones.
It makes me jealous. I love those gloves. They look like really comfortable. And I've always liked furs. They've really gone out of style.
Oh, bring it back. I will rock some fur with you, Mark.
I would absolutely do that. I love a fur coat. And, to me, you're just talking, look, I get it. People don't eat chinchillas, but they eat rabbits.
Yeah, I've had rabbit.
You know.
Delicious.
They
eat pheffa.
Cows, they eat pigs, they eat goats, they
That's
eat sheep.
Standard fare.
Right? So, you know, why waste this thing? I actually had somebody who at one point took the, I guess you could call them pelts, from my pigs to make leather from, and otherwise, we were just going to have to dispose of it. So I was happy to give it to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they ended up doing it. I never got to see any of the product or anything. But I felt good about that particular instance. It was the last time, by the way.
Use all the animals.
Well, rabbits are a survival food, right? Like, the preppers will talk about, like, you know, in an apocalypse situation, you want to have rabbits because, well, they breed like rabbits. But you can get a disease from eating too much rabbit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but there's some sort of a thing.
It's not Hassepfeffer.
No, but if you eat enough rabbit as like a staple of your diet, you can actually come down with some sort of a thing.
I know a certified cheapskate, and he says that chickens and rabbits make the most sense to sort of have on your own as far as their square footage, cost, and you know,
what you have
time
to feed them,
and all that stuff. The sort of cost-benefit analysis, rabbits and chickens make the most sense.
Good to know.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In northern Syria, There are raging firefights. Kurdish officials who say they've been abandoned by the United States in the face of a Turkish invasion have announced a deal with the Syrian government to deploy troops along the country's entire northern border. The Kurds say Syrian troops will liberate areas that have been captured by the Turkish army. Defense Secretary Mark Esper on CBS's Face the Nation.
We have American forces likely caught between two opposing advancing armies, and it's a very untenable situation.
Cooler weather and higher humidity are helping firefighters against the California wildfire that scorched the San Fernando Valley hills and forced thousands to evacuate. The blaze has burned 12 square miles, damaged or destroyed 32 structures, and is now just over 41% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in, talk about on your mind. It's Mark with you, Richie Rich.
And the captain.
And for those who are wondering where Ian is, no, we didn't tie him up and throw him in the broom closet.
Who's wondering? He's also not tied up in the back of the trunk of my car.
Not happening. No. He, you know, took a night off. He wanted to go with some friends and see, I guess, the 40th anniversary screening of Aliens or something.
Oh, cool.
That's interesting. Man.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I wouldn't want to drive that far.
See, they invited you on without telling you that first.
I can go.
I was not given the choice. This is a fact, yes.
I would stay home, and I would watch it on my television. I just don't have any. But, you could go if you love a movie and some people invite you out to go see it, have a wonderful time.
I hope he's enjoying himself.
So I would rather see that. This is my problem with a lot of modern-day cinema, is a bunch of the remakes where the original holds up and is just as good. And if you want to introduce it to a new audience, to a younger audience that wasn't able to catch it the first time run in theaters, just re-release the original movie back in theaters, right? They're talking about, like, remaking The Princess Bride, and oh my gosh,
No.
Right. You say no, but if you want to see that and have a theater experience, how do you do that now? Well, you got to re-release it
in
the theaters.
You would think something like Princess Bride, you could do a Rocky Horror kind of thing with.
You could.
Right. Now, admittedly, there are movies that you can't do that with.
That's inconceivable.
Inconceivable. I love that glorious movie.
Yes.
But I, I shudder to think what it's going to be like. They better come with their A game if you're going to try to redo Princess Bride.
Or not do it. Just re-release it in theaters for a new
storm
audience.
Storm in the Castle.
Right. I mean, Mandy Patinkin, you just can't do this kind of thing again, I don't feel like.
There are plenty of movies that were made, we'll say, under budget or at least under popular, maybe sort of cult classic type of movies,
right.
that deserve to be made with a proper budget and updated. I'm a big sci-fi fan. There was a movie called Damnation Alley with George Peppard and Jan Michael Vincent, where it was like post-apocalypse and they survived and they had to like hijack this military amphibious vehicle to like make it through the wasteland. That movie would be great as sort of like an updated, I'm thinking Road Warrior-ish type of a, sort of a thing with like a real budget and real actors, thrown at it, because the story was pretty good. It was put together hokily, if that's a word. I'm
sure.
Making up words
hokily.
Here. It with much
in
hoke.
A hokey,
right. It's a hokey movie.
In a hokey manner.
In
here
hokey
I am.
Manner.
Expect me to be the lame guy, right? Oh, I'm trying to actually tell you how to say this, but yours is much better. With much hoke.
Giant radioactive cockroaches and stuff like that.
Sure.
That, like,
it's a rubber cockroach. They're shaking right in front of the camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I might have a better opinion if that's what they were doing. But that's not what they're doing. They're taking like the popular movies from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
They're remaking movies that were just put out like 15 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
it's ridiculous.
That's dumb.
What about the Spider-Man reboots? I mean, these things.
That seems to be a licensing issue more than anything else.
Spider-Man.
Well, how many?
The second one.
How many Jokers are we on now?
Yeah. A lot of Jokers.
One Joker movie. He's finally got, his own thing. There's been a lot of him in Batman movies.
Well, he is the bad guy. He's not supposed to get his own movie.
True.
Now he's getting,
Yeah, are they going to follow that up with, like, the Penguin?
Right? Yeah, they did Suicide Squad.
I haven't seen the new Joker movie. I know it's getting panned, but that makes me want to see it more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like to beat Heath Ledger, you've really got to do something. I felt like that was the single best interpretation I've ever seen. Yes, if you love Jack Nicholson, I feel you. He's great in a lot of roles, and I loved him as the Joker, but Heath Ledger ate his lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was awesome in that role. And I hate Batman.
Whoa.
I hate the DC products. I hate them all. Now, I've read...
Well, because you're a Marvel guy.
I am.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Right. Have been for a long time. I worked at a comic book store. Yes, I bought some DC comics out there. Ronin's great. Watchmen's great. But that's not even a DC comic, really. It's a Charlton remake.
I like Batman, though, for a very specific reason. Because he doesn't have any superpowers.
Neither does Captain America.
Well, super juice.
He has super juice, but according to Marvel Universe's definition, that makes him an Olympic-level athlete. Captain America is an Olympic-level athlete already.
Okay. Right.
Batman's superpower is like Iron Man's superpower. He's rich.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I like Iron Man for the same reason, though.
Right, and Captain America, Batman has bulletproof, cape, depending on how you make this. I don't know, whatever. to me, I just don't get it. Somebody tells me Batman's more realistic, then I'm like, then Captain America? How is, some kind of nationalistic jingoist with an impenetrable shield somehow less believable than an insane, mentally ill billionaire with a bulletproof cape? I mean, what? You can tell I've had this conversation before.
And I have not.
I'm a little bitter.
But
The Killing Joke and The Dark Knight, these are both incredible books. So Killing Joke is it's a Batman, but heavily Joker-influenced. And then The Dark Knight has, it's a four-book series. And, Batman fights Superman, and the Joker's in there, and just a whole bunch of stuff. And it's, these are some of the best books in comicdom, and DC really did get some of those really great stories. I felt like Marvel had, in many of the early days, some of the best concepts. This concept of Ultron, which was trotted out in the Age of Ultron here, where sort of this, intelligence, this artificial intelligence decides that the only way to deal with humanity is to wipe it out.
Yep.
And that was what Ultron's idea was. It wasn't about evolution, and they must evolve. Like, it wasn't, what's that? I can't remember the actor's name who played Ultron, but he's got a great voice, Spader. And it wasn't about that. Ultron wasn't trying to make man evolve. Ultron was trying to wipe man out.
Right. Okay.
And that's an interesting position. It may be the most logical position to be had.
Well, that's a lot of fear when the concept or the talk about artificial intelligence comes up in general. It's that they will supersede and then realize humanity is the plague or the virus that needs to be eliminated.
What's going on in the dark recesses of your mind that makes you think that the best solution for man is being wiped out? And, I mean, that's, to me, that shows a philosophical bend that a person has. That this is more or less what the greenies, the lefties, the eco-warriors, and these kind of things are really trying to say, ultimately, is that, you know, man's a plague.
Right.
And that's we need to do something about it. And exactly what they intend to do about it, they're never entirely clear, but they know that the government can handle it.
And they themselves are part of that plague, which is what makes it so obtuse to me. Like, I'm like, well, okay, but
well, they know better.
Part of that plague.
And well, I'm with them. You know. I feel like I know better than many of my brethren and on so many issues. I'm not above this kind of hubris, but, you know.
But they go the other way, though, because they're not pushing intelligence. They're not pushing technology that would lead to the robots that kill humanity. They want everyone to just regress with them.
There's this one meme out there that's like, well, what if we're wrong on global warming? We still get, you know, if we try to stop it, we still get a bunch of positive things. We get cleaner air, cleaner water, you know, all these things he's talking about.
Who could be against that?
Right, who could be against that? Well, dude, you're presuming the premise that the government can solve these problems. I mean, the organizational model that killed more people in the 20th century than any other cause. I don't mean than any other human cause. I'm talking about, like, you know, heart disease and smoking. They pale in comparison to the democide perpetrated by the state.
By orders of magnitude. I've seen the data on the, what is it, Hawaii.edu, right, on the democide.
Yeah.
And it's hard to read, right? Like, cause it's all presented in statistical formula formats and spreadsheets and that kind of thing.
There are some,
but it's overwhelming.
There's some graphs. It's overwhelming. And then they also put famine as separate, as though famine in modern society occurs out in this vacuum where the state isn't involved. People are starving because their governments won't let them get fed.
Right.
Because they're part of an ethnic group that government doesn't particularly like. So that ought to be added to the list. And, you know, only the sort of liberals that would create a list like that wouldn't do it because, it's going to live without this organizational model. And, you know, yeah, governments are starving people, too.
Absolutely.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, final segment. I might be able to get you in, so I'll just go ahead and give the numbers. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live with the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And the captain. I'm going to go unscreen. Just didn't get to this in time to somebody claiming to be Pope Nobody.
Oh.
Pope Nobody, can you hear me now? You know, this is what happens. This is what I deserve for not having checked my audio ahead of time. And
this is the second time he's had trouble getting on the radio this week.
Well, you know, if it is in fact Pope Nobody, he's a computer specialist. So,
or perhaps it's actually Nobody.
It is in fact Nobody, right? Let's go to David. The reason I was willing to go to unscreened like that was because I did have a backup caller. So here we go. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I am Ben Hoyo.
Do you need some TP
for something?
Pardon? Excuse me, sir.
I believe Cornholio was famous for asking for a specific product for a specific biological area of his body.
You know, I didn't have the pleasure of getting to sit on the couch for that long, Stoner. So I didn't. I'm saying that nicely. I'm not trying to cut with that, but I didn't actually get to sit around and watch. Pardon?
I said, like, wow, Scoob.
I have never seen a full episode of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, I've got the DVD collection, man.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole time that this thing, Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead, the whole time this thing's happening, I'm in prison.
Okay. Sounds like the radio or something.
And you think how many movies I've missed.
Well, it's always time to catch up.
Well, I guess.
The thing with Beavis and Butthead is you can watch a full episode in, like, 7 minutes. If you don't watch the music video interludes.
Fact. Okay. Yeah, so it's just sort of a...
It's a really short format.
Okay.
Interspersed with music videos because it was on MTV.
But, go ahead, David. Yeah, there was just all kinds of quality third grade material tonight. You know, big dicks, large dicks.
Hey, the sporting goods store, David.
Yeah. Yeah. The sporting
large
goods store.
Large stores, small stores.
Their logo is rather large.
You know, while... While I have never been in any dicks, I have been in a lot of vaginas. So I just wanted to share
there
that.
You go.
But how many have been in like you?
David, I have some questions for you. While you're on, I decided I have some questions. I think you're an expert in living frugally. And I want to get a little advice from you for sort of our listeners out there in how to pull this off. So number one, cost in life, housing. How do I cut my costs?
Yeah. Don't have
you
a house.
Go and buy a parcel of land where land is cheap and you just pay it off. I mean, it costs, you can get a parcel of land for $1,000. I know somebody who got a couple acres for $300.
And a place, I presume, where you can, throw on the pumps and the drainage field, leach fields, and all that stuff.
Yeah. And if you are in a quite rural, quite third world type area, then things are way cheaper than other places because half the state may be living like that, and so therefore. The zoning Nazis may not have the ability to go around and enforce every law that they might like to pass, because if they did, they would have half of their citizens in their state might be out of housing. So
you're saying there's a cheaper way to do leach fields and stuff way to do it.
You can do this anywhere. You don't even have to have a leach field other than where they might zone it, but you can compost. Nowadays, you can compost every bit of your waste, every bit of it, your liquid, okay. And I'm not, every bit of it, your washing machine, everything. You can do that so that there is actually, if you had a leach field, there wouldn't be anything going into it because nothing escaped your home because everything was captured and reused or reduced or whatever.
I remember seeing a video with an accompanying article on how to, wrap some, copper tubing underneath your compost pile and attach that to a small solar-powered pump that ran water to and from this copper tubing, and then it ran the water to what was, that flooring, the little tubing that they use for heated floors
PEX.
Underneath your PEX tubing.
Yeah.
And this created a radiant heat for your house out of your compost, because the compost pile generates heat, and you put the copper tube under it, you just run a little bit of water to and fro, and it heats your house.
You should know how to compost before you try that.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
so obviously most pieces of property you buy aren't going to have a house on them. How do you solve that problem cheaply?
Well, once again, it depends on who you are, what your living preference is, but to answer your question in an average way, the easiest thing to do is to go shopping for a used manufactured home, which if you want to be really, 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 really cheap, you go looking for the 1980s, single wide mobile homes that people will give to, they want them off the property.
Yeah.
And if you pay the $500 to have it moved, it's yours for free. And then you just do your handyman work to make it habitable, and you use that and you have a free home.
Now, a single wide is, in many cases, like 75 feet long. It's a pretty big dwelling. I've seen people do, just campers, and live in that for, for years.
Well, I'd say it depends on how big your family is, too. If it's just you can do a van, right?
Right.
If you've got, you and your wife and a couple of kids.
It's not much fun ducking all the time, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you could. But, second highest cost is generally taxation. How do you handle that?
Well, depends on who you are. If you're living like this, you don't need much money. Your income is going to be so low that you're not even paying federal. You're lawfully not paying federal income tax.
If you're below $14,000.
Yeah, the property tax and your property tax is going to be like $50 or $100 a year on a piece of property that was that low of a purchase price. And the same thing for the tax on your home. They actually have book values on the manufactured housing. And that's going to be about $25-$50 a year taxed on the structure.
Or if it's a mobile home, it's probably something there too, where if you can roll it,
right? If you get a tiny home on wheels and it's not a fixed structure, you could probably save on that as well.
It could be if it's...
Right.
But once you have it on tires, then tires, you know, deteriorate. If you're talking about $25 in tax payment, you're better off jacking it up and ripping the tires off when they corrode than...
replacing the tires?
Replacing the tires. I mean, tires are going to cost you, you know, if it's, if it has four tires on it, you're going to be spending... $800 or whatever.
But every few years.
If I'm not mistaken, in most states, they have a legal difference between a mobile home and an RV.
Yeah.
If you're in an RV, there is no property tax on the RV itself. So your only property tax in that situation would be the land itself.
You'd still run into the same tire problem in the RV, though, unless you were driving it and using it.
True.
Third largest cost, cars. How do you save on cars, David?
You do what I've done all my life, and you pay cash in full for your vehicle, so you drive whatever vehicle you have enough cash to cover. And the vehicle that I happen to be driving, I've been driving it for over a decade. I paid $500 for it. You know, Ford Ranger with a topper. I paid $500 for it when I bought it. It's worth $500 now.
Yeah, right. That thing is not going to lose value. Now, do you turn a wrench on this vehicle yourself, or what do you, how do you do it? I mean, you change the oil, I can tell you that.
I would if I needed to. The only thing I've done to this vehicle in that period of time, which is actually about 12 years, was unbolt a starter and bolt a new starter in its place. That's the only thing that's been done to this vehicle, you know, besides the battery.
Starters can be difficult depending on where they're placed. Was it an easy one?
This one is very easy. This one is easy. It's 10 minutes off, 10 minutes on.
What year is your Ranger?
Yeah, how many miles, too?
It's 92, and it's got 150,000.
So you don't drive much?
No. I spent $13 on gas in one six-month period. And, well, actually, in two different six-month period, I spent basically $10, $20 in a year at my lowest usage.
So how are you getting groceries from the grocery store?
With my Ford Ranger.
How far is it?
To the grocery store, there's a expensive food source about 10 miles away. The Walmart is a 70-mile round trip.
Wait a second. How are you spending $20 a year on fuel and going that far?
Just find
because I only go, like, twice a year.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I'm sorry. I think of going to the grocery store, I think of going at least twice a week.
A can of beans lasts a long time.
Indeed it does. Yeah. David, thank you for your time tonight on this. I appreciate it.
Yep.
You know, it's nice to know how to live frugally, and you can talk to all kinds of different folks at discord.freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.